You start getting drugged up as well as drunk while painting. You have a lot of new friends amongst the more radical art school students. You and painter Rusk Talon start smoking blunts while drinking and painting. You hang out at Rusk's dorm room. Rusk is selling weed and hooking you and most of the other students up until one day when he gets busted. He leaves art school for jail. You never see him again, but Rusk was a big early influence on the Infecto School of Painting. And then there's a nice painting there. It looks like tree with his corn cob pipe and some lady being assaulted. Let's see what I roll. Rolled a 6. It's lots of acid and shrooms while painting, but of course. Okay, it's lots of acid and shrooms while painting. During this time, acid and shrooms were easily available. They strongly affected the Infecto School of Painting. You were more affected than the rest. Every Friday, you stayed home and took LSD and or mushrooms, and you painted for hours in a blissful state. The pure joy and rich, heady feelings really come out in the finished works. You were selling an average of one painting per month for an average of $500 a painting. Later, this Bliss Out series will be considered a masterpiece. For now, they pay you for your dope, and they make you very happy. I'm doing alright so far. You drink and womanize a lot. Yeah, it would take a turn like this, wouldn't it? These are golden times for you. You don't have much money, but you are young and charming. You drink with your friends, and you get up to crazy antics. You have sex with a new girl about an average of once every week and a half. Some of them become your nude models as well. You have not sold anything yet, though. What happened to me selling a painting, like, once a month, man? Let's see.
None of your nude paintings sell.
Yeah, that's fine though, I'll keep them all. Let's see, you have a solo gallery showing. Oh wow, this is just gonna go on forever. Okay. At the end of 6 months of heavy drinking and painting, at the long odd hours till you black out, you have 38 finished works you really like. You show them to an art gallery manager named Homer Thrunt. He is very impressed. Since you are poor and hungry, he buys your painting Shaved Logic for $100. He suggests a gallery solo to introduce your work to the public. You're very nervous about this shindig. When the night comes, the public loves your work. Every single painting there sells, you go home with $13,000. Nice little painting of an angel here. Let's see. You are only in it for the money. You are so fake. It does not take long before everyone knows it. Your name and art becomes shit. You can't sell a finished painting for the price of the canvas. You decrease the value by laying a brush on it. You lose everything fast and you are laughed out of town. You drive away in the 110 degree heat only to run out of gas before leaving town. You are too broke to buy any at $15 a gallon. A hiccup in the reality mainframe makes you a Mulkin. All you see is black and oily in the dark. Your head expands and swells. Your head now looks like a foot. Your skin is genetically fused to the oil that your mutant ancestors have been working the radioactive oil fields for 3 generations. Once Iraqis know your people are Mulkins, not considered human, they are considered animals and can be owned. You can be owned. You can be powerful in the Mulkin underground. You are. You are a radioactive field worker in the homeland. It's a good thing that you are strong because life is hard. Real fucking hard. Group punishments for not being productive enough by the shot caller is regular. The food they give you is sparse and maggoty. The maggots taste better than the food, usually. You are not as sick from radiation poisoning yet, and a good worker. This is the only survival chance you have. Stay strong and work hard. You have seen too many workers shot dead. It's group shot caller time. Things are behind timelines.
You know what's have to be paying.
Deadlines have to be met. Quotas, quotas, quotas. Hand drops the electric gate switch. The collective screams almost unite the group into a collective consciousness, a multi-formed entity being squeezed out by sheer agony. Three co-workers are really sick and in the veterinary clinic. They will be put down unless they recover enough to work within the week. The sun is beating down a hot 108 degrees. A couple co-workers fall and die. The bosses leave them there. Keep singing the songs your grandmother taught you. You know how to sing out loud and proud inside your head. Your grandmother taught you songs that came from her ancestors before the mutations. These songs help you tune out the harsh environment and float away to a powerful spiritual dimension. Full of sound and fury, it can absorb some of the harshest mistreatment. Someday you will be free. You know it. Bazette, the muscles in your neck spasm, freedom, you sing, your inner voice not affected by the retching spasms. And then I gotta strive to stay strong and work hard all the time, looking for a way out of here.
Okay.